There aren't many major metropolitan areas of the U.S. with a team in each of what are considered the four major sports: baseball, basketball, football, and hockey. The Valley is one of them, and as 2021 comes to a close, it's pretty clear that two of those organizations are looking successful, while the other two may face a long slog to be anything other than terrible. The Suns are building off an NBA Finals run and playing well this season. The Cardinals have struggled in recent weeks but are heading to the NFL playoffs for the first time in six seasons. Meanwhile, the Diamondbacks and Coyotes are in the cellar, and the WNBA's Phoenix Mercury is looking for a new head coach. To help us wrap up 2021 sports in Arizona, I'm joined by sports columnist Kent Summers of the Arizona Republic. Kent, let's begin with the Suns. They had a terrible 10-year run, but are now doing very well with a respected general manager and head coach and one of the NBA's best rosters.
Yeah, it's hard to overstate how bad they were for a decade. I mean, two years prior to Monty Williams arriving as coach, they won 19 games, hadn't been to the playoffs in a decade, hadn't really even contended very much during that time. And to see that steady rise they've made over the last two or three years, and then the quantum leap they made last year was astounding. I think a lot of us expected them to be much, much better, especially when they came out of the bubble in Orlando that summer of 2020 and went 8-0. But the addition of Chris Paul and just the steady management and leadership they've got from general manager James Jones and coach Monty Williams, it's really a fun team to cover and to be around. And it's really too bad some of the controversy around owner Robert Sarver and how he might or might not conduct business is kind of, at times overshadowed what the team is actually doing on the court.
The other major professional sports franchise that has been on the ascent, maybe not the last couple of weeks, before becoming a columnist, you covered the Cardinals as the beat writer for a very long time for the Republic. What do you make of where the Cardinals are right now? Because there was that one terrible season, which ended with head coach Steve Wilks just lasting one season, Josh Rosen getting a kind of a brief shot at quarterback and then totally changing. Cliff Kingsbury as head coach, Kyler Murray as quarterback. Where do you assess where the Cardinals are right now as they head into their first playoff appearance in about six seasons?
It's funny how my answer is so much different now than it would have been a month ago. Yeah. Before their three-game losing streak, I really bought in that they were a Super Bowl contender and could be the number one seed in the NFC. And that's an astounding accomplishment given where they were two or three years ago. But the, three losses in a row, four of the last six, have dramatically changed that. And it's a team that's floundering right now. It's clinched a playoff berth, but no longer the number one seed. It's going to be on the road in the playoffs. And the way they're playing, it's hard to imagine. It's hard to see them winning one game. So a lot to prove. In a lot of ways, Cliff Kingsbury's done a solid job as the head coach, but his teams all the way back to Texas Tech have faltered in the second half of seasons. It's happening again. Kyler Murray at times looks like an MVP candidate of the NFL, but he hasn't been able to sort of put this team on his shoulders and help them out of this rut they're in. So we're going to know a lot about this team, I think, over the next couple of weeks after games at Dallas and then finish up the regular season at home against Seattle.
Can we move to college? I'd love to ask you about the Diamondbacks, but they're just so terrible. And the Coyotes, we've talked to other people about the Coyotes, about the off-the-ice stuff that's just constant with them. So let me ask you about ASU, and specifically ASU football. When Herm Edwards was brought over from ESPN, a lot of doubters. And frankly, though, it's been interesting to have him here. It's not like his record has been amazing. But now we've got this, over the last number of months, concerns about whether there were recruiting violations. And so assess the state of ASU's football team right now, considering where people were thinking about it a couple of years ago.
Well, I think it has to be a disappointment in year four of Herm Edwards. And I wrote a column saying that they needed to make a change. I wrote that before they beat Arizona, and Ray Anderson and Michael Crow gave Herm Edwards a vote of confidence after that game and said he'd be back in 2022. They went 8-4. They're in a bowl game. I get that. But also they beat one team with a winning record, UCLA. And when they really needed to prove something on the field and try to make a run at the Pac-12 South, they just floundered badly. I mean, 28-0 in the second half against Utah doomed them. 20 against Washington State at Sun Devil Stadium. Washington State scores the first 28 points. I mean, over two halves, they were outscored 56-0 in games that were very critical to their season. And And then you've got the whole backdrop of the alleged recruiting violations. And I know some people poo-poo that, but you know, the allegations are that they brought kids in for visits during an NCAA dead period when the NCAA told schools, hey, you can't do this because we're in the middle of a pandemic and it's not safe to travel or for people to be around each other. And ASU, Herm Edwards, recruiting coordinator Antonio Pierce, whomever allegedly was responsible for bringing kids and their families in at that time. So I think those are pretty serious allegations that are being investigated. Now we'll see where all that lands. Three assistants were put on paid administrative leave. It badly damaged the recruiting class. Just not where the program, I think, needs to be in a head coach's fourth year.
So one of the specific team I want to ask you about is the Phoenix Mercury. So they have these big names that are still there, Diana Hrasi and Brittany Griner. Maybe a disappointing end of the season. They're going to go for a new head coach. How relevant do you think the Mercury is in Phoenix? And does that relevance wane a bit as some of the bigger names are getting older and maybe aren't as good as they were?
We'll see as they sort of maybe at one time age out of playing basketball. Although, you know, you can't say that about Diana Taurasi. I mean, she could go on forever. It seems they've always had their share of the market. The fans they've had are vocal. They show up every week. Attendance is great. But I think the WNBA, I think the NCAA women's basketball is becoming more and more popular. I think that's a real growth area. I really do. I think more people are becoming fans of women's basketball and realizing that it's a really fun, entertaining game and played at a very, very high level. And you know, you have the success of the University of Arizona's women's basketball team nearly winning a championship a year ago. I covered a couple of the Mercury playoff games. It was a really fun atmosphere. So I think that's an up-and-coming sport here in the Valley. I think that's only going to grow.
That is Kent Summers. He is sports columnist for the Arizona Republic and AZ Central. Kent, thanks very much. Good to talk with you. Happy New Year.
Great. Thank you, Steve. You too.